Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Order Militaris Radio TV again. We are expecting a call from Rome on why is Pope Benedict the 16th in Germany? Let me check my messages here. Okay. You should be calling in any minute now. So there was news breaking yesterday that Pope Benedict the 16th has left the Vatican. And he traveled to Regensburg in Germany, back home to Bavaria. Is that what is going on? And I hope our guest can call in. We are waiting. The news says it was to spend time with his brother, Georg Ratzinger, because he's ill and fading quick. Our prayers are for the two brothers, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI and Monsignor Georg Ratzinger. And news also that Pope Benedict XVI did not return back to the Vatican. Okay. I have no idea what's taking so long. Hopefully the Italian phone works for him. It should. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, So what is going on? And what can we expect? I don't have all the details of everything going on, so I can just tell you that he went to Regensburg, Germany to visit his ailing brother who is near death, and he did not turn back to the Vatican. And here we go. Welcome, Brother Alexis, to the show.
Thank you, AJ, for having me on. Always glad to be on Order Militaris Radio TV.
Yep. So what can you add about Pope Benedict XVI in Germany?
Well, let me tell you, this is absolutely extraordinary. The Pope, after February of 2013, has never left the Vatican except for a short trip to Castel Gandolfo twice, I think. And this move was totally kept secret. No one knew about it, not even the top Vaticanista, not even hours before. It was only after he was on the ground there in Germany was it revealed to the press, the international press, and it's caused an absolute sensation here at Rome. This is what we know so far. So last fall in the Bavarian State Television documentary on Pope Benedict, he mentioned he wanted to return to Bavaria, but he said they wouldn't let me. Now, on June 15th, Germany opened its borders again to other countries in the EU after the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. And just 3 days later, Benedict is there in Germany. Now, the narrative is he's gone to be with his brother in his final illness. But that narrative is falling apart very quickly. First of all, we know that as soon as he arrived in Germany, he concelebrated Mass with his brother, who's often a priest. Now, if you're on your deathbed, you're not going to get out of it to concelebrate Mass. We also know that today he celebrated High Mass with his brother, concelebrated for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And if you're on your deathbed, you couldn't do it 2 days in a row. So it's obvious the excuse that he's going to be with his a dying brother is not the whole story. We know that he traveled to Germany with Archbishop Ganswein, who was a known collaborator and agent of Bergoglio, lied in the German press about Benedict's book with Cardinal Sarah on celibacy, saying the exact opposite of what Cardinal Sarah and Benedict were saying, and that along with him is a doctor, a nurse, and a vice commandant of the Vatican police. So there's strong doubts that Benedict is free. He might, with a doctor being present, he could be drugged in such a way as to not talk, because there are certain medicines that will keep you from wanting to talk and keep you introverted. That these are highly well-known medicines is not any kind of secret. He doesn't really have, if he had medical problems, he wouldn't have to bring a doctor with him now. He could hire a doctor in Germany, right? Especially since having a doctor that's certified in both countries is not the easiest sort of thing. And if your health problem isn't that bad, why do you need a doctor with you? So there's something suspicious about that. Also because Pope Benedict has either traveled on a German passport or he's traveled on a Vatican passport. Now, if he traveled on a Vatican passport, that seems almost either he has to be the Pope or he has to be an employee of the Secretary of State, because according to treaties with Italy, no one can have a Vatican passport unless they work for the Secretary of State or they are the Pope. The fact that he's traveled with a Vatican policeman kind of implies he traveled on a Vatican passport. Certainly the Vatican policeman's on a Vatican passport, and certainly Ganswein is too, as a member of the as the prefect of the pontifical household. But Pope Benedict shouldn't have a Vatican passport unless he's the Pope. So if he traveled on a German passport, then why is the Vatican police along with him? So it certainly looks like he's controlled. Now, my sources in Rome here say he was driven out of the Vatican by Bergoglio. They no longer want him present. The reports that came out last week from Andrea Cianci and Marco Lonzo, who interviewed me in the press, where I explained the complete falsification of all the translations of the renunciation, the fact that the world was given to think that he renounced the papacy when that's not the case, and the Vatican knew for 7 years it wasn't the case and lied about it, have totally ripped the mask off the false narrative. And I think the Vatican realized they can't keep this guy in Rome anymore, or he might restore the papacy and drive Bergoglio out, and Bergoglio wants all the property and all the money and all the power for his greedy little self. So I guess they figured, let him go to his brother under this pretense, and he's out of Rome and he's out of our hair. But they don't realize that the Pope is always the Pope, and where Peter is, there is the church. So the papal court is now in Regensburg. He's staying in the seminary of the bishop there, who I think is a Bergoglian agent. So how free he is, it's not known. They're not allowing pictures of him, so how alive is, what his state of health is not known. The German press are all being refused interviews, and I think that's coming out of Ganswein, because Ganswein is an absolute control freak. He called me in January and threatened me over the phone with a Berta phone, so I know he's a control freak. And he doesn't want anyone to talk about the invalid renunciation. And even Vagano says he's been an agent of some kind of a strange figure since the day Pope Benedict was elected Pope. So the things are really strange. It's pretty clear that he's been exiled rather than has fled, although it's pretty clear he wanted out and maybe has negotiated this kind of half out. I think now all the bishops of the church who are loyal to Pope Benedict need to go to Regensburg and meet with him, and put him under the care of people who are loyal to him. I think Ganswein, the vice canon of the Vatican police, that doctor and nurse have to be taken away from his presence. He needs to be moved to a palace of some nobleman who's friendly to Pope Benedict and with staff around him that want to do what he wants to do and will listen to his voice alone. But it's truly one of the most momentous developments in the history of the church in the last 200 years for the Pope to leave Rome.
Thinking before the Nazi regime took over, they had an apartment, townhouse, something there, and they took, and the dad bought a farm in the Bavarian farmland. So I believe he still has that farmhouse too.
His original farmhouse was bought by other people. Now it's been turned into a museum. I don't think people in his town would be adverse to having come in there. But Regensburg is far from the town where he grew up. Regensburg is in the northern edge of Bavaria, and he grew up in southern Bavaria because his family is originally from the Tyrol, which is now part of Austria and Italy. But I'm sure he easily could find a residence in Germany. The thing is now, with Antifa burning up the cities, with lots of terrorism and violence in Germany, and with all the people hate him for being the Pope, I think he's in a pretty dangerous situation, and I'm very worried for him.
Yeah. His From Rome info, taking on making a quick dash over the border to Germany to see if he can get a word in?
As editor From Rome Info, I'm planning to send a journalist to Regensburg to cover 24/7 what's going on there at the Papal Court. So, and anyone who'd like to help fund this effort, no other news agency is going to do this. No other news agency respects Pope Benedict for what he is and did. And so if you want to know what's really going on with Pope Benedict, then it's very important to have the eyes of the world there so nothing is he's not further manipulated and abused in his old age. We need reporter on the ground there. So I think I've raised so much, about $300 or $400. But I'm going to need a lot more support, around $6,000 a month to do this, because it's expensive to live in Germany and maintain someone there 24/7. Not unlike myself, or from an editor, I work 140 hours a week, 170 hours a week. I don't take any salary. If I hire someone, I got to pay him. So if you'd like to help protect Pope Benedict by making it sure that we know what's going on there from someone who is skilled in German and an able translator and reporter, come to fromrome.info and leave a donation, and we'll be able to bring you live news of what's going on, and I'll be able to talk about it on Auto Militaris Radio and communicate the latest news.
Yeah. Let's see here. You did a post late last night after the prayers at St. Mary Majors. What was that about?
That was the one on that he had fled to Germany.
Yeah.
I've done three posts now. The one that he's in exile.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. Yeah, the one that he's in exile. So, yeah, that's putting it mildly. Is he fled or has he been exiled? Exiled in the sense of you've been kicked out, but you're still under our control. And I think Bergoglio is clearly a control freak, and that's what it is. Although there's been some speculation that he fled. And but I think this truth is somewhere in between, because it's clearly his brother's not near death's door, is able to say Mass. So, and he clearly, the Pope said he wanted to go back to Germany, wouldn't let him. So I think it's just the game is up. They now realize that he is still the Pope, and they want people to think he's not, because he's no longer in the Vatican. Somehow, in their idiocy, they think that if a Pope doesn't live in the Vatican, he's not the Pope. That's just ridiculous. So now the Pope is much more accessible, if only the bishops can. And I think the bishops should be able to get, and the cardinals should be able to get to meet with him and insist on it. I don't think they would get any opposition from that, but they need to go there and do that.
Is anyone able to just walk into the seminary and request to say hello to Monsignor Ratzinger, and, like, you know, there's also a letter for your brother or anything that, like that could be done?
I won't discuss specifics for the safety of our Holy Father, but I don't see why, if the narrative is what it is, that any high cleric can't go there and ask to speak with him. You know, every bishop and cardinal of the Catholic Church has a right to speak with the Pope at any time, and no one should stop that. And if they're stopping that, then there's something suspicious going on.
Yeah. I was observing Twitter last night when all this was breaking that, and Pittenton found it odd how quick the plane went right back to the Vatican without even mentioning that Pope Benedict wasn't on board. But as soon as he got the airline information, he, like, made a return.
Yeah, because the press release was put out only after it was certain that he was in Germany. It was absolutely secret. Now, I used to have a residence here in Rome, right near the Vatican walls, right near where the helipad is. And whenever anyone took off from the Vatican, I knew about it because I could hear the helicopter flying over my residence. But now I'm not so close to the Vatican. And so it was clearly a secret operation, absolutely clearly. And it was under the highest level of secrecy, because no one leaked it to the press, which is unusual in the Vatican. And I would be curious to know how he left. Did he leave in a Vatican helicopter, or did he leave in one of the Italian state? Because the Italian state gives official escort to the Pope in Italian airspace. And if he got official escort from the Italian government, which might be the case and why it was so secret, then the Italian government is recognizing he's still the Pope. So there's a lot of questions surrounding this, and the utter secrecy is very unusual. That's what Penton, I think, is referring to.
Yeah, I've never seen an airplane, you know, land, drop the people off, and rush right back. Unless it's like Air Force One or something like that.
Yeah, well, it could have been the Italian state thing. Got to remember, Bavaria is not that far away. We're talking about a flight from Rome to Regensburg. It's kind of like Denver to St. Louis. You know, it's not that far. So it's not like they can't do it there and back and there comes. Probably less than the distance from Denver to St. Louis. So it's certainly possible. But Regensburg isn't a main airport. So maybe there's just not room on the ground for refueling, so they carried enough fuel to do a round trip. But definitely, it was a very special arrangement to squeeze in and at that time and get right back out again.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else that people should know?
We've entered a new period of history in the church. So the anti-pope is in control of the Vatican now. The Diocese of Rome no longer has its bishop on the ground. The center of power in the church has now moved to Regensburg, although some people won't be realizing it. The high clerics may be figuring it out. There are lots of cardinals and bishops who have wanted to talk to Benedict in the last 7 years and have been stopped by the Vatican. I think now we're going to begin to see their efforts. They're either going to send representatives or they're going to go there in person. And so having some journalists on the ground to see who's coming and going and what the Pope is saying is going to be very important. But I don't think we're going to get the news. I don't think the Vatican would have allowed this to happen unless they've already come to agreement with the international press to keep up a fake narrative and keep anyone from getting near Benedict to find out what's really going on. And as I said, until he's on the territory of some loyal nobleman and in his own little castle or something, we can't really be certain what he says, because a lot of people have this suspicion that what he has claimed to have said, he never really said in these last 7 years, and that Ganswein has been manipulating almost everything that is attributed to him.
I'd say Ganswein's been manipulating the mail system too, because that was one quick Christmas card from me to the Pope Benedict and right back.
Yeah, and it was Ganswein who sent back his personal stationery, as if you wrote to him. Talk about the arrogance of the man. But Vigano said that Ganswein was intercepting the mail even while Pope Benedict, even before 2013. So, yeah, Ganswein is a completely untrustworthy person. And the Pope is, yeah. We can't be certain of anything the Pope's saying as long as Ganswein is nearby, because I have suspicions that Ganswein is some sort of agent of some foreign intelligence agency, and there are ways of psychological manipulation, putting chemicals here and there in food to control a person. I'm not saying Ganswein's doing that, but the doubt remains until Pope Benedict is in the presence of entirely loyal people and not this guard that Bergoglio has put around him, so that he can speak and do what he said, because it's pretty much clearly he's been saying that he's still the Pope. As little can get it out, but he needs to be asked directly, but in an environment where he doesn't feel like he's going to fall back in the hands of these people. And I am of the opinion that's why he got out of the Vatican. He's trying to get to safety. He's trying to get free.
Yeah. Last night, the author, Catholic author, Kennedy Hall, author of Terror of Demons, Reclaiming Traditional Catholic Masculinity, put out a tweet. Hypothetical. Benedict leaves Rome, reveals Dr. Maza is correct, orders all bishops to consecrate Russia or be excommunicated, latte, sentite, a hint, obey. Putin converts and becomes a great Catholic leader. Trump is inspired and converts also. World peace. And then Mike Church of the Crusader Channel responded, those events aren't hypotheticals. They are the biggest events since Constantine's conversion. Will Melania then lead an expedition to uncover some buried holy relics? And Kennedy replied, "Be still, my beating heart."
Yeah, well, certainly Pope Benedict, being the true pope, can consecrate Russia and fulfill the request of Our Lady, and he just needs to ask the bishops who are in communion with him to do it. And I think if the cardinals and bishops could prevail upon him to do that, it would be a sign to the world that he is the true pope, because we'll see immediately the conversion of Russia. But St. Padre Pio said that Russia will convert in the twinkling of an eye to the Catholic faith once the pope consecrates Russia by name. So this is the great hope of the world. This is something that could be done, and it would put to doubt, it would put to rest the doubts on who is the true pope. And so these are not hypotheticals. These are possibilities. But, you know, some cardinals and bishops nearly need to get the a spirit of masculinity and fortitude in them and start acting and not just sit around and watch the television. It's just time for action now.
Yeah, more comments are after it. Doesn't the pope in hiding die cruelly shortly thereafter, according to the Vatican secrets? And so, yeah, we're living in those times, I believe.
Yeah, it's a very sad thing. Part of the Fatima message is that the pope will flee the Vatican and then die a cruel death. I hope that's not the case, but yeah, that's what Our Lady warned us of. And the pope has no security details, so as president of Ordo Militaris, I am looking for investors to invest $1 million in our corporation. I'll found a security company, Regensburg, and see that the pope doesn't die a cruel death. But there's something we can do. Catholics have the assets. Our corporation has the willingness and the know-how. So you want to protect the pope, go to Ordo Militaris. Ordo-militaris.us, go to our investment page and buy some T-Series stock, and we use that for our foreign subsidiaries. And this is something that we can do, but we need your investment. I'm being mild in asking for $1 million investment. I could ask $5 million, because you need more than four guys 24/7 around the pope. And there's a lot of legal fees and security fees and insurance fees in Germany for security companies. So, and maybe we just have to buy a company rather than found one. But we can't do that without capital. I'm a friar, don't have a penny to my name. But those of you who are listening, this is a time to invest for the defense of the church. Are you a militant Catholic, or you just say you're a militant Catholic? Do you fight only with your mouth or also with your wallet? Now is the time to fight with your wallet. And those of you who have some investments, pull your investments out of companies like Microsoft, Apple, who are out to destroy Christian civilization, and to put them into defending the pope. That would be my advice.
Well, this has been a great quick program. Hope to have you back on to have more information about this, because it needs to be shared, because no one else is actually reporting on it.
Mm-hmm. Glad to keep the listeners of Ordo Militaris Radio and TV informed about this important thing. My pleasure to be on here, AJ, with you.
Yep. This is Ordo Militaris Radio TV signing off. Deus sult.
Deus sult.